This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Pressure is mounting on the U.S. to intensify economic sanctions against Russia with evidence of atrocities committed against civilians in Ukraine. Existing financial and technology sanctions are already battering Russia's economy. Ukraine wants countries to cut off imports of Russian natural gas and oil and to block Russian access to international waterways. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Russia still earns money exporting oil and gas that aren't covered by international sanctions. Also, China and India continue to trade with Russia and provide crucial foreign cash. So the U.S. and its allies are now considering imposing secondary sanctions, says Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad, to target not the Indian and Chinese governments directly, but their companies.
A Chinese company that wants to continue doing business with Russia, it would face some consequences if it wanted to do business with the dollar-dominated financial system, any Western economies.
The strategy was used against Iran and might well be effective against Russia, says Ariel Cohen at International Market Analysis.
Secondary sanctions are a long knife. It takes a long time for them to work. But when they work, they may be absolutely devastating for the Russian economy.
He says the danger is they could provoke President Putin to more extreme action as the economic damage escalates. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.